The Pauline Quirk Academy in Harrogate on Stray FM's Family Show.
So today we are hearing again from the superstars of the Pauline Quirk Academy in Harrogate, but we have the superstar parents in the studio today. Would each of you like to introduce yourselves, tell me about you, and also tell me about your own little superstars?
My name's Jill Eastwood. My daughter's 16 and she's been at PQA for just over 2 years now. She's called Nicole Eastwood and she loves it there.
I am Katie Eve. I'm Freddie Eve's mum, and Freddie is 8 and he's been at PQA for nearly 3 years and he loves it. Can't get him out.
And can you remember there being a point when you thought, this is what they should be doing? Did both of them say to you, I want to go and do this? Or was there sort of a spark of showbiz in them? How did that happen?
Freddie definitely did. I didn't push it at all. He asked to be an actor after he watched Home Alone at Christmas. He wanted to be Kevin out of Home Alone.
I can't say I blame him.
I know.
It's a good film.
The traps in the house for... Yeah. So I told him about PQA and he was desperate to go.
And Nicole is the shyest, quietest little thing. I would have never imagined she would do drama, let alone do singing. But we discovered when she was about 7 that she could actually sing, when she said to me, "Mummy, can you not hear that you're not singing that properly?" And I went, "Well, yes, I can, Nicole, but I don't know how to fix it." And she started singing Clown by Emily Sandé. And we all went, wow. And her cousins recorded her, came up and let us hear it, and we were like, wow, that's amazing. So we then had to think, how on earth do we get her confident, because she had zero confidence. So Nicole actually found PQA. She was looking for something. She'd been to various other drama groups, but it wasn't quite what she wanted, and she went on a mission and found PQA and said, "Mummy, can I look at this?" And I contacted PQA and found out about it, and I thought, this sounds perfect, because it was singing, it was acting, it was dancing, it was a all-round thing. And she surprised me really by she tipped up the first day on her own. She didn't have a friend with her or anything else, so she got the confidence to do that. And she hasn't looked back. She just loves it there.
What's the difference? Because you said this, you know, there's a whole variety of different classes and performance things you can go to. What's the difference between the Pauline Quirk Academy and some of those?
I absolutely think it's the culture. Culture is pastoral, it's friendly, it's kind. It's not like any other drama book group I've been to, which are quite competitive and quite harsh, really. And when you've got a shy person that's going into that, it's quite difficult. But they just really care about the students. And then in that sense, all the students care about each other too. Nicole's got lots of friends in the little group. You know, Liam comes running up to her, jumps on her, hugs her and all the rest of it. So it's a really, really nice atmosphere.
It is really friendly. Like from all of the groups, they all get on so well, and Freddie loves the older kids and they all, you know, love him, and like they're all great together. It's lovely.
Hi, my name's Phil Godkin. I'm Caleb Godkin Helm's dad. Caleb has been coming here now for nearly 5 years, and in that time, when he first started so many years ago, he was very quiet, wouldn't get involved in anything, wouldn't put his hand up. Now he's grown in confidence so much, he puts his hand up, he gets parts in plays, he's been on the West End Theatre. The biggest thing for me is I've found that he's grown in confidence, and that's down to a lot of Kelly and the staff who've sort of like brought him out of his shell. Now I can't shut him up, which is a good thing. The biggest thing he likes about coming to PQA is the fact that his staff make him feel so welcome. He's broadened his horizons when it comes to theatre, when it comes to music, dance, comedy. His wit is unbelievable, and I would recommend it to anybody.
PQA do a production, they write the script and everything, and we all had a big trip down to the West End. They'd been, you know, practicing this script and performance in for over a year, and we all bought tickets and had a road trip down to London, and they performed in Her Majesty's Theatre.
Wow.
And they were, you know, coming out the stage door. It was just
amazing.
It was,
and the parents were all involved in it. We all got on the bus and bussed down to London, which was fun. When she first started thinking that the West End thing was on, she was auditioning for it. And even auditioning, I was thinking, gosh, how's she going to manage to do that, because she won't sing in front of anyone. And I remember Kelly and Emma saying to me, she got a part to do a solo in it. And I'm saying, how on earth are you going to get her to do this solo in Her Majesty's Theatre? I mean, it's where they do Phantom of the Opera. It's massive. It's in the West End. And they said, don't worry, we're going to sort it. And I was thinking, there's no way that this little girl is going to do this. And she did. And she belted out her solo and I was goosebumps and crying.
Yeah.
And it's just lovely.
So emotional, yeah, wasn't it?
It was
seeing
fantastic. The kids were all hugging each other. And
it's just
lovely.
So lovely.
Amazing experience for them. I mean, it's money can't buy experience. How would you ever get to do that on a West End stage?
Okay, well, one final question then. What would you say to other parents if perhaps they have seen a bit of a spark, whether that's singing, dancing, acting, and they're wondering whether to start something like the Pauline Quirk Academy? What would you say to those parents?
I would say go for it. I mean, you've got nothing to lose. You can do free tasters and see whether your child likes it. And even if they haven't got any of those things, if you feel like they need to build their confidence or make new friends, it's a fantastic environment to do that.
Couldn't agree more. I think even without all of those talents, just the confidence, just the fact that they go there, they have great fun. Nicole gets up on a Saturday morning, bear in mind she's 16, to get her out of bed on a Saturday morning was a challenge, but she just buzzes off to PQA and just absolutely loves it.
And obviously you get 3 hours to yourself on a Saturday.
Yeah, you do.
Less so for you, she's 16, but my 8-year-old, it gives me three hours, 15 minutes if I get in there on time.
Brilliant. So much time for activities.
So much time.
Well, both of you, thank you so much for coming in. And of course, if there are other parents or perhaps maybe little ones who are interested in getting involved, PQA have children from age 4 to 18, and just you can find out more if you just search online for PQA Harrogate and you can get in touch with the principal, Kelly. Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have been PQA Harrogate.
Thank you for listening.
Be yourself! Be amazing!
The Pauline Quirk Academy in Harrogate on Stray FM's Family Show.